What do you guys think I have in this envelope? Should we find out?
Yes.
Should we find out in here? Yes. You think it's money?
Yes.
What's that?
Money.
What does it say on it? What number?
One.
Okay, we got... What about that one?
Two.
Ten. Okay, we got $10. Ooh. What's this? Is that a dollar? Is it? This is called a British pound. It's a different kind of money. We got lots of different kinds of money in here. Look at this. We got that one's from Africa. We got that has another. These are more from Africa. 50, 20. Ooh, what's number of that say?
I have no idea.
100?
100.
What's that one say? What number is on there? 500? What about this one? $1,000? Okay, which of these bills do you think is worth the most? You think the one with 1,000 on it?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is worth the least? The $1?
Yeah.
Okay. You think the 20? And so maybe the 10 is worth the most? Here's the thing about money. 1,000 sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds like a big number. But here's the problem. The name on the money is often more important than the number. Even though 1,000 sounds like a lot more than 10, this name, what name is on this bill? What nation? The United States. The nation on this bill is India. And because of the name on the bill, this is actually worthless. Even though it has such a big number on it, it's worth less than this $1 bill because of the name. That's important to remember when it comes to money, that sometimes the name on the bill means more than the number. All right, let's sit quietly and listen. Jesus reminds us the same thing is true of our faith. In our sermon text this morning, we're going to hear how Jesus said to the apostles, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The apostles thought, can we sit still? Can we sit still? You want to sit here? The apostles thought, like some of you, that the more faith you have, the more powerful it is. But Jesus is telling us, okay, we're going to talk about the money again in a bit. Let's listen. Jesus is telling us that more important than the amount is who the faith is in, the name that we trust in. What name do we trust in? What's the name of our Savior? God, Jesus, right? How big is Jesus? Is he bigger than 1,000?
Yeah.
Is he bigger than 1,000,000?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. So it doesn't matter the size of our faith because the person we trust in is so great. This is just a piece of paper. I could go and get a piece of paper and I could write 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 on it. Would that make it worth anything?
No.
No, it wouldn't. Because it would only have my name on it and not the name of the United States government.
Okay,
the same thing is true about faith. Sit down. Our faith is not as important, how the size of our faith is not as important as the one whom we trust in, and that one is Jesus. I want you to think about your parents' cars for a minute. Think about the start button or the ignition switch. Some cars have buttons, some cars you put the key in. How big is that button or that switch? Is it really big? Is that big? If we made that button bigger, let's say we took that button and made it really, really big. Would that make the car go faster?
No.
No, it wouldn't. Because the power doesn't come from the button, does it? Where does the power come from?
The car.
From the engine. Is that what you were going to say? From the engine, right? The power that we need to live a life of faith and do the things that God wants us to doesn't come from the size of our faith. It comes from Jesus, who gives us the strength. Let's look at some of the promises that Jesus gives us. Can somebody read that for me? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Did Jesus say whosoever faith is large enough will be saved?
No.
No. He says whoever believes. The size of the faith is not important. What's important is that we trust in Jesus who died for our sins.
Yes.
Let's look at another one. Do you want to read this for me?
Yes.
Can you read it?
When they call on me, I will answer.
When they call on me, I will answer. Thank you. Does it matter how loud we call? Does Jesus say if you call loud enough or if you call small enough? No. Again, the amount of the calling, the size of the faith is not what's important, but Jesus has promised that he will answer. We got one more here. Can you read that?
No.
I can do, it's kind of small up there. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Does the strength come from me?
No.
No, the strength comes from Christ. All of God's promises, every single one that he gives to us, not one of them is dependent on the size of our faith. That's why Jesus says, even if we have faith as small as a mustard seed. There's a mustard seed there. You guys want to see that? Yeah. Look at that. How big are those? You can take one if you want. Are those big? Are those big seeds? Look at how small they are.
It doesn't smell like anything at all.
Yep. That's a mustard seed. Yep. Okay, we're not talking right now. Take a mustard seed. That's a very small thing. And yet Jesus promises us that even if our faith is this small, we are saved by his grace and that he gives us the strength to do all things. Okay, put it back. Let's look at the money again. Everyone sitting down?
Yes.
The money, leave it please. The money that's worth the most here, oh, that's okay, that's my fault. All right, you guys, come sit down over here. The money that's worth the most is this $10 bill. It's worth far more than the $1,000. Next, we have the five. It's actually because a British pound is actually worth a little bit more than an American dollar. Then we have the $1 bill. All these other ones are worth less than a dollar. The size doesn't matter. What matters is the name of Jesus Christ who delivered us from our sins.